Subject, loyal but unhappy husband. Good morning, Stephen Shirley. I'm a young man with an even younger wife. I haven't been married a long time, and already I feel like it may have been the biggest mistake of my life. I believe my wife loves me, and I do care for her. However, my heart is just not in this relationship anymore. My wife is the person I have always known her to be, smart, beautiful, young, and full of life. She can be a really sweet and fun person. The problem is, most of the time, she falls short of the person I know she can be. She is rude, selfish, physical, and extremely closed-minded. My total opposite, from very big things to very small things. Her short fuse and hot temper can ruin an entire day. Family and close friends have all come to me with their concerns. None of them are saying anything bad about her, but all of them are saying I can do and deserve better. I want to walk away from this marriage, but I don't know how to. I believe marriage to be a sacred thing and not to be taken lightly. I got on my knee and asked her to marry me, knowing she wasn't what I envisioned. Huge mistake. I thought marriage would fix our problems and change her into my perfect woman. I was wrong. She falls way short of what I require and desire. To be clear, it's not for lack of trying. We are just two very different people at different points in our lives. I don't believe she's ready or fit to be a wife, no matter how hard she may try. This woman believes we're soulmates. How can I leave when she is who she's always been? I feel as though I made my bed and must lie in it, no matter how unhappy I may be. Should I get a divorce in hopes that I make better future decisions, or do I stay in a stressful marriage with a woman who loves me and may grow as she matures? Loyal but unhappy husband. Okay, your letter's confusing, though, because the first few sentences you say you believe your wife loves you and you do care for her. She's a person you've always known her to be, smart, beautiful, young, and full of life. She can be really sweet and fun. Then you flip it and say she falls short of the person you know that she can be. She's rude, selfish, and all of those things. So who is she? And then who are you? And you know, who did you marry? Did you know her at all before you married her? You say you made a huge mistake because you thought you could change this woman. Well, just like we tell women on the show that they can't change men, you can't change. Only person you can change is yourself. You say the woman believes you're soulmates. Well, what do you believe? Apparently, you don't think so, because you're talking now about how you can leave this woman. Have you guys tried counseling? Is this a hopeless cause for you? If it's hopeless for you, if you don't think she'll ever change or you'll ever change and fall in love with this woman, then maybe it is the best thing for you to do, to get a divorce. I don't like to recommend divorce. I do like to recommend counseling. But if there's no hope, if you don't see any hope, then you have to move on. I guess that's what divorce is for. Steve?
I was thinking one of two things here, because this young man does have quite a problem on his hands. He's a young man with an even younger wife. So we're going to have to get into that. And that's what we're going to end up talking about. The problem is, when you marry young, that neither of you are who you are going to be. That's the danger of getting married young. He said he's a young man with an even younger wife. I haven't been married for a long time, but already I feel like it may be the biggest mistake of my life. I believe that my wife loves me and I do care for her. However, my heart is just not into this relationship anymore. My wife is the person that I always known her to be, smart, beautiful, young, and full of life. She could be really sweet and a fun person. The problem is, most of the times, she falls short of the person I know she can be. She's rude, selfish, physical, and extremely closed-minded. My total opposite, from very big things to very small things. Her short fuse and hot temper can ruin an entire day. He goes on to say that family and close friends have all come to me with their concerns. None of them say anything bad about her. They're just all saying I could do better and deserve better. I want to walk away from this marriage, but I don't know how to. First of all, you know, man, I know this is going to sound corny to you, but this could be a physical problem.
What do you mean, Steve?
This could be a thyroid condition or something like that.
Oh,
where her hormones
a medical
have
issue. Oh.
Really, wow. Seriously, mm-hmm. Seriously imbalanced. You may have to consider that. Then you say, as I got on my knee and I asked her to marry me, knowing that she wasn't what I envisioned. Okay, you shouldn't have did that, bro. Huge mistake. I thought marriage would fix our problems and change her into my perfect woman. Man, I wish somebody could have gotten to you early and explained to you that the only thing changes from the day before you get married to the day after you get married, unless you fix your mind to it. The only thing that changes is the appearance of your left hand, third finger. That's the only thing that changes. If a person is hateful all through your engagement, she gonna be hateful when she become your wife. If a man ain't no good through you through the engagement, he ain't gonna be no good to you when he becomes your husband. So I think you had the warning shots and you ignored them. So now you're in it. I thought marriage would fix it. It didn't. Now here's the dilemma. This woman believes that we're soulmate. Wow. Which again, you may have to look at her medical condition because it doesn't make any sense for her to be feeling this way and you feeling that way. How can I leave when she is who she has always been? Well, she's always been like that. And true enough, you should have known. And you got to eat the bullet for that one because you knew, but you went on ahead anyhow. I'm with Shirley. I recommend that you all go to counseling of some kind because it may just be a point, man, of where the two of you are not understanding what each other's saying. You need counseling. You need prayer. That's what you're going to do. I can't tell you to divorce the woman. She's not been unfaithful. Now, she seems like she evil. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. But I can't tell you how rotten of a life that makes you have, man. So good luck to you, son. Yeah. Do well. Pray about it. And I recommend counseling. And I very rarely do that. But pray and get yourself somebody to talk to because there's more to it than this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.